Commercial television and radio stations are coming under increased scrutiny over whether advertisers are influencing the news. Australia's media watchdog is today releasing a discussion paper which could put the broadcasters under pressure to disclose and even limit links between news content and advertising arrangements. Gavin Coote prepared this report.
Life's changed so much, news coverage had to change.
We're bold. We're credible.
We're Australia's most fearless straight talkers.
As news breaks throughout the day, we'll make sure you get the full story.
As media companies compete for eyeballs on their news coverage, telling it straight without fear or favour remains the top selling point. But it's feared audiences don't share the same view about what's credible or honest.
Trust levels in countries such as Australia into news media is really worryingly low.
Sasha Molitoris is a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Technology Sydney's Centre for Media Transition. He spent the last 6 months studying how Australians feel about their news options on radio and television, and the findings don't look good.
There's this deep suspicion of the news. And so when we think about these specific issues of impartiality and commercial influence, that really gets to the heart of that, where people just think that the news is biased or that they think there's a hidden commercial influence going on.
The country's media watchdog has been doing its own research alongside this. Narita O'Loughlin is the chairwoman of the Australian Communications and Media Authority, or ACMA.
And that's because around about 71% of Australians still watch television news on a weekly basis.
Despite this, ACMA found more than 8 in 10 Australian adults are worried large advertisers are influencing the news. Of the 2,000 people surveyed, 88% thought news reports had become more sensational to lure a bigger audience.
Australians are pretty concerned about TV news stories which promote commercial products and services, and they don't know that they're being promoted.
ACMA is now looking at ways to combat this apparent mistrust. It's released a discussion paper today, which Narita O'Loughlin hints could help pave the way for reform.
What we want to do is gather the information and then talk to industry about whether our research findings or the feedback we get from our discussion paper makes them think that there should be any changes to their current codes of practice.
Bridget Fair is the CEO of Free TV Australia, the industry body for the country's free-to-air broadcasters.
It is a bit disappointing to see credible and trusted news providers singled out in this way when we're surrounded by fake news, misinformation provided on unregulated social media and online news platforms.
What appetite, if any, is there for any sort of regulatory reform?
The Free TV Code of Practice already requires commercial television broadcasters to present news fairly and impartially, and to clearly distinguish reporting of facts from commentary and analysis. They were agreed with ACMA in 2015 in a code review which went out for extensive public comment, and we think that those are the right measures and remain the right measures.
That's Bridget Fair, the CEO of Free TV Australia, ending Gavin Coote's report.